Hello, this is Gustavo from Opinion Research. Today we are talking to people in your area about local issues. This call is quick and confidential. Let me ask you, do you think of yourself as male, female, or something else?
Male.
Thank you. In which state do you currently reside?
I am in Arizona.
Arizona, thank you. Are you registered to vote in Arizona?
Oh, yeah.
Thank you. What is the year of your birth?
98.
Thank you so much. Are you of Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish origin?
No.
And what is your race? Is it white or black or African-American?
Black.
Thank you so much. In politics today, do you consider yourself a Republican, Democrat, or independent?
Independent.
Thank you so much. And do you lean more towards the Republican Party, the Democratic Party, or neither?
Democratic.
Thank you. No matter how frequently you vote in elections, how much power do you feel your vote has to make change on issues that are important to you? Please rate the amount of power you feel your vote has on a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means your vote has no power at all, and 10 means your vote has a lot of power.
10.
Thank you so much. I know it is a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris, Republican Donald Trump, third-party candidate Robert F. Kennedy Jr., third-party candidate Jill Stein?
Harris.
For whom? I'm sorry?
Harris.
Harris. Okay, thank you. And I know it's a long way off, but if the November 2024 election for U.S. Senate were held today, for whom would you vote to be your senator? Democrat Ruben Gallego or Republican Carrie Lake?
Gallego.
Gallego. Thank you. And, well, here are three statements. Please indicate which of them is closest to your own view. I personally support a person's right to abortion and believe it should be legal and available. Or I am personally against abortion, but I don't believe the government should prevent someone from making that decision for themselves. Or I personally believe having an abortion is wrong and should be illegal.
Number one.
Thank you. Based on what you know now, which of the following statements do you think best describes the situation in Arizona when it comes to abortion's legality? Abortion is legal and available in all cases in Arizona, or abortion is legal and available with some restrictions in Arizona, or abortion is banned with a few exceptions in Arizona, or abortion is totally banned in Arizona.
Number two.
Thank you. How concerned are you about abortion access in Arizona? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, indifferent, neither concerned nor unconcerned, or not very concerned, or not concerned at all?
Somewhat concerned.
Thank you. As you may know, ballot measures are proposed laws that the public votes on directly. How much have you heard about a ballot measure in your state to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion? Have you heard a lot, heard some, heard only a little, or heard nothing at all?
Heard some.
Some. Thank you. And based on what you know now, if the election were held today, would you vote yes or no on the ballot measure to guarantee that your state constitution protects the right to abortion, or are you undecided, or will you not vote on the ballot measure?
Yes.
Thank you. Here is the text of the constitutional amendment that might appear on the ballot in Arizona in the November 2024 elections. A yes vote shall have the effect of creating a fundamental right to abortion under Arizona's constitution. The state will not be able to interfere with this fundamental right before fetal viability unless it has a compelling reason and does so in the least restrictive way possible. Fetal viability means the point in the pregnancy when, in the good faith judgment of a treating healthcare professional, the fetus has a significant likelihood of survival outside the uterus throughout the pregnancy, both before and after fetal viability. The state will not be able to interfere. Yeah, man.